Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
Cattle producers, it's our next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming this Friday, April 24th, broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 232, as well as on the internet at SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Sunrise starts at 7:30 a.m. Central Time. The video auction itself starts at 8 a.m. Central Time, offering 40,000 head, including 10,500 yearling steers, 5,500 yearling heifers, 8,600 weaned calves, 12,500 calves on cows, and 1,200 bred stocking weigh cows. If you'd like to know more details about each of the lots that will be sold, preview the video of a specific lot, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com. For information, you can also call 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock Auction coming up on Friday, April 24th. SuperiorLivestock.com is the place to go for more information. And remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And Tom, we're going to talk a little bit about the livestock futures from yesterday. And, well, very simply, livestock was pretty much lower across the board yesterday.
Yes, it was, Dave. We saw the cattle complex trading close negative yesterday. But the interesting thing was the close did bounce well off the session lows. And after the 1 p.m. pit closing, our electronic session saw the feeder cattle go on to the positive side of trading and traded as much as about a dollar higher after the 1 p.m. closing of the pits. So it was interesting to see it happen. I yet to have a real good reason for what we saw take place. We did see cash cattle trade so far this week come in at lower money, 157 to 158. We also saw yesterday afternoon the monthly cold storage report show beef stocks were down 2.5% versus a month ago, but 18.2% higher than a year ago. Choice box beef yesterday was 24 cents higher. Select boxes were down 3 cents. Total movement of 165 loads. Cattle kill yesterday once again at 110,000 head. The cash feeder index was down 95 cents. The close yesterday saw June cattle 70 cents lower, May feeders down 22 cents, and June lean hogs $1.65 lower.
We'll check the grains in just a moment.
Express Ranches invites you to join them for their annual Grass Time Sale, Friday, April 24th, high noon at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 500 head of cattle, including 166 Angus bulls, registered Angus pairs, Angus show heifers, registered Angus yearling heifers, registered Angus fall bred heifers, and more. Give them a call, 1-800-664-3977 for details, or go to expressranches.com. Express Ranches, their annual Grass Time Sale, April 24th.
All right, Tom, let's talk about the grain trade here this morning and finishing the day yesterday. Pretty similar to the livestock, grains also lower across the board yesterday.
That's right, Dave. We saw also what you would call an extremely news-quiet session of trading yesterday for the grain and the soybean futures. The wheat, the corn, and the soybean futures all closed negative, but the good thing is they bounced off their session lows even though they held negative. The weekly export sales are going to be released this morning at 7:30. Trading overnight has been in very good volume, especially for the corn, and has been mostly on a positive note for our grain complex. Here at 7:17, we're looking at July KC wheat, 6.5 cents higher. July corn's up a quarter of a penny. July soybeans, 4.75 cents higher. July cotton is up 36 points. June crude oil, 27 cents higher. The June dollar index is down 13 cents. And the June Dow Jones futures, 39 points lower.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time today. And we'll visit with you again tomorrow. We'll look forward to that, as we always do. And that's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.